Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk. We are at 1 Corinthians chapter 16, just following along with our devotional guide that's been printed out for us. And so hope you've enjoyed that. It's been kind of fun just to read through that, look at that. And so I thank Nancy for all her hard work and that we could have this opportunity. Again, it follows along with our Olympian ministry. So if you are a parent and you want to know what your kids are reading, or you're somebody inside of church that wants to know what our children's ministry is reading and studying, it's just an opportunity for you to link up with that. So I realize it's 12 verses. I'm just going to read the first three. Now, concerning the collection for the saints, as I directed the churches of Galatia, so also to you. Now, on the first day of every week, each of you is to put something aside and store it up, as he may prosper, as he may prosper. So that you will know collecting when there'll be no collecting when I come. And when I arrive, I will send those to whom they've accredited a letter to carry your gift to Jerusalem. It seems advisable that I should go also. They will accompany me. I don't know, as I read that passage and think about the church at Corinth, God wants this church in Corinth not just to think about the church at Corinth. God wants his church to think about the church in Jerusalem. God wants the church in Corinth to think about what does it look like for the gospel, for this message, for this apostle to come through, gather resources, head back out and be part of that. And so I don't know about you, but it's just an opportunity to be reminded of, okay, I'm going to give a gift to Bible Fellowship Church, and Bible Fellowship Church is going to use that gift in a lot of different ways. But it's an opportunity, you know, for this group of people, maybe to take a little bit each week instead of maybe waiting until the end of the month. They're going to take a little bit each week and set that aside and say, okay, at the end of the month, this is the amount of money that's going to be given. This is what I'm going to be practicing. I'm going to give towards, you know, a lot of us, we give, you know, a direct withdrawal. We don't give each week. And so obviously the church in Corinth didn't have the technology that we have, but just going along and setting aside, okay, Paul encourages Paul's handwriting, God's word here. This is what I want for you. A little bit each week, set this aside. That way we can send this out. We can participate. We can be involved in a message that's going to go out and go back to Jerusalem, build that local church, give them resources, and then they can just keep expanding. So also, it's a neat way for us not just to become inward focused. Well, I need the resources to do this. No, I'm going to set aside this resource so that I can give back to the one who has given to me. It's also interesting, as you look at this passage of scripture, you don't see any amounts, any percentages, just, you know, so you also, as you do on the first day of each week, each of you put something aside and store it up. Something aside, as this person prospers, as gifts are given you, set a little bit aside for someone other than you. And so it's just teaching this group of people to be outward focused. It's teaching them to not just think about their needs, but the things of others. Sorry about that. And so it's an opportunity. So if you give a gift to Bible Fellowship Church, we want to say thank you. If you're giving a gift to Bible Fellowship Church, and it's an opportunity to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to give this gift, and I want the church to use it for the gospel to go forward, for more people to find Jesus, for more people to be involved in discipleship, for people to be encouraged. And so thank you for spending time with our podcast, and thank you for giving to Bible Fellowship Church. And may this give you another opportunity to think about, Lord, what can I do for others? How can I give back because you've given me so much? Thank you, Jesus, for this day, for your word, this opportunity and privilege that we have to hold it, to read it, to know that you have something that you want to say to us today. And so as we read your word, may it continue to stir our hearts, encourage us, give us comfort to continue to follow you, and give us wisdom to be able to know the things that are around us that we really don't need to get involved in, need to be aware of. And so thank you for your truth in this world, and may we lean on it heavily. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you, and have a great Friday.